In elementary school, I learned that there were tribes whose numeric systems only went up to some number like 40. For quantities above that, there was simply a word that meant many, many. At the time, I thought that was pretty stupid, but I have since come to appreciate that we are really no different. As a culture, we may have the tools to measure the age and size of the universe, but we all have some numeric threshold above which our minds go blank and just say, many, many. My personal theory is that evolution lacks support not merely on account of religious beliefs, but also because people have a hard time fathoming how long a million years really is and how many generations of life can occur within such a time span. Big numbers are like our cell phones. We like to use them, but we don't really understand how they work. But these days, this is not merely a matter of individual intellectual limits. We are living in an era of big numbers. Our political debates still include questions of individual prerogative, such as who can marry the person they love and who can't. But we are also wrestling with questions of collective remedy, how to fix the economy, how to expand health care, how to control climate change. The numbers involved in meeting these challenges are immense, and because they've become a focus of public debate, this poses several problems. The first is one of scale. Yes, $1 trillion is a huge amount, but how does it compare with the size of the economy or the amount that we will spend on health care over the next 10 years? Second, a huge number pulled out of context doesn't illuminate as much as it intimidates. It dwarfs by many factors of 10 anything within our personal experience. It conveys a sense of the infinite and the eternal, of things beyond our reckoning. Quite simply, it scares us. Finally, all huge numbers are estimates, and to judge them properly, we need to place the projected cost of reform alongside some even larger numbers, the enormity of doing nothing. With a perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.